Blessed Sabbath, dear little ones. Happy Sabbath for those that are on the phone. God bless everyone. Now we have come to begin the children's Sabbath lesson. At this moment, we will be able to start with opening song. And this opening song is going to be done by singing a cappella. The name of the song is We Love the Sabbath, Lord. We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship thy will. Oh, may this hour sweet be the Lord, and deeper faith instill. Thy angels sound for joy, creation works to see. We to this day will raise our hearts in grateful praise to thee. Praise for thy wondrous love that fills this sacred day. A sign that all may understand we owe thy sovereign sway. O great Creator King, through thy redeeming grace, renew and sanctify our heart, that we may see thy face. And with the wildful tone upon Mount Zion be, and joyful sing our Sabbath song through all eternity. Praise the Lord. Welcome, dear family, and those that are on the phone. We want to welcome you and hope and pray that today you will receive a blessing on this children's Sabbath lesson number 30. This June 29, 2013. At this moment, we would like to ask any one of the dear family that would like to have opening prayer. Please come up to the mic.
Our Father, thank you for this deal to have us for today. And thank you for this deal to be known by everyone and to bless our elders. God, you children, my grandpa, and my cousin Jack, and safely, I think. Come unto Ohio for a while, and let us be able to understand and all small things, and to help everyone if they have any troubles. Help us be able to be protected and be shielded from all sin, and always is work for you, and to never be able to take ourselves as if we did it on our own. This nothing to test on it, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now at this moment, we will begin to give the scripture song that will begin our lesson. It's taken from John 5:39 from the King James. It says, "Search the scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." This week, boys and girls, we will continue our last part of the study in Knowledge of God, Part 3. And there is a beautiful picture on the presentation for those that are not able to see. And there is a picture with a Bible, and it says, "A scripture a day keeps the devil away." If any one of the dear family would like to take the rest of the verses, please.
Psalm 47 says, "Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book is written of me."
2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction into righteousness." Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided in the word of truth. 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. John 1:47-48. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. John 16:14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and I shall know it unto you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, dear family, we will begin reading and Steps of Christ, chapter 10, from pages 89 to 90. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, please come up to the mic.
Steps to Christ, page 89. The Bible was not written for the scholar alone. On the contrary, it was designed for the common people. The great truths necessary for salvation are made as clear as noonday, and none will mistake and lose their way except those who follow their own judgment instead of the plainly revealed will of God.
Steps to Christ, page 89. We should not take the testimony of any man as to what the scripture teach, but should study the words of God for ourselves. If we allow others to do our thinking, we shall have crippled energies and contract abilities. The noble power of the mind may be so warped by lack of exercise on things worthy of their contradiction as to lose the ability to grasp the deep meaning of the Word of God. The mind will enlarge if it is employed in tracing out the relation as subject of the Bible, comparing the scripture with scripture, and spiritual thing to spiritual thing. Amen.
Steps of Christ, page 90. There is nothing more calculated to strengthen the intellect than the study of the scriptures. No other book is so potent to elevate the thoughts, to give vigor to the faculties as the broad and noble truth of the Bible. If God's word were studied as it should be, men would have a breadth of mind, a nobility of character, and a stability of purpose rarely seen in these times.
Steps to Christ, page 90. But there is but little benefit derived from a hasty reading of the scriptures. One may read the whole Bible through and yet fail to see its beauty or comprehend its deep and hidden meaning. One passage studied until its significance is clear to the mind and its relation to the plan of salvation is evident is of more value than the perusal of many chapters with no definite purpose in view and no positive instruction gained. Keep your Bible with you. As you have opportunity, read it. Fix the texts in your memory. Even while you are walking the streets, you may read a passage and meditate upon it, thus fixing it in the mind.
Praise the Lord. Now we have a question, boys and girls. Was the Bible written for the scholars alone? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is no. It was designed for the common people.
Amen. We have a second question, dear boys and girls. Should we check the testimony of any man as to what the scripture teaches us? And what will happen if we do, dear ones? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
The two answers are no, but we should study the word to the God for ourselves. If we allow others to do our thinking, we shall have crippled energies and contracted abilities. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's something that truly we shall consider. Now next we have a beautiful hymn that is called The Solid Rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Praise the Lord. Please, would anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph? Come up to the mic.
Steps to Christ, page 90. We cannot obtain wisdom without earnest attention and prayerful study. Some portions of Scripture are indeed too plain to be misunderstood, but there are others whose meaning does not lie on the surface to be seen at a glance. Scripture must be compared with Scripture. There must be careful research and prayerful reflection, and such study will be richly repaid. As the miner discovers veins of precious metal concealed beneath the surface of the earth, so will he who perseveringly searches the Word of God, as for hid treasure, find truths of the greatest value, which are concealed from the view of the careless seeker. The words of inspiration, pondered in the heart, will be as streams flowing from the fountain of life. Steps to Christ, page 90, paragraph 3.
Steps to Christ, page 91. Never should the Bible be studied without prayer. Before opening its pages, we should ask for the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, and it will be given. When Nathanael came to Jesus, the Savior explained, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael said, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." John chapter 1, verses 47 and 48. And Jesus will see us also in the secret places of prayer if we will seek him for light, that we may know what is truth. Angels from the world of light will be with those who, in humility of heart, seek for divine guidance. Steps to Christ, 91.1.
Steps to Christ, page 91. The Holy Spirit exalts and glorifies the Savior. It is His office to present Christ, the purity of His righteousness, and the great salvation that we have through Him. Jesus says, "He shall receive you of mine, and shall show it unto you." John 16.14. The Spirit of truth is the only effectual teacher of divine truth. How much has God esteemed the human race since he gave his son to die for them and appointed his spirit to be man's teacher and continual guide?
Amen. Now we have the last question to our study, dear little one. Boys and girls, how can we obtain wisdom and how should we study the scripture? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is with earnest attention and prayerful study and comparing Scripture with Scripture.
Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, we must pray before opening the Word of God. I have this memory verse to take with you whenever you come into your study. The scripture is Psalms 119, verse 18. It says, "Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Praise God. Let's praise God together with this sweet hymn our dear sister Lynn is going to play for us. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful hymn is that. Open and praying that all the little ones will get to learn it and keep it so dear to their hearts. Now next week we will begin a new chapter entitled The Privilege of Prayer. At this moment, we will ask any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, that would like to have closing in prayer. May you come up to the mic, but remember, you may be the only Bible that others read.
Our Father, thank you for this year to have special day and to learn something new in the chat room. Bless everyone on so that way they can be able to inherit your kingdom and to keep doing your works first and to help others change before it is too late. Bless you all to understand life from wrong, to protect us of all disasters like hurricanes and thunderstorms in there and all those. And bless you all to always know that you are the one true God, not to worship the other images that those people make out from stone, wood, or any other material. Bless you all to keep praising you and you with our voices and our own bodies. Is with your temple. This is my prayer and just trust one in. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, we will be in chapter 11, The Privilege of Prayer, part 1. This will be held on Sabbath, July 6, 2013. We would like to thank all the dear ones that took part in preparing these studies for the children and those on the phone. We pray that you will also receive the blessing and hoping one day that the Lord, in his perfect timing, would allow you to come into the room so we may be able to meet and fellowship together. At this moment, we left some activities for the children that they may become acquainted with the words and all the different lessons that come with the chapter that we have just finished studying. We want to thank you, and may you continue having a blessed rest of the Sabbath, and God bless.